What you heard right there was the power of audio.
And audio is what we do at Odyssey. That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to,
we produce that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists,
that's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music,
we ain't judging. One of our curators made that.
Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Situation. Tech has some work to do. King keeping it. First down and more. King breaks free. Past the 20. He'll take it all the way. Touchdown, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's one of the big games that got the weekend started on Friday night. It feels like a million years ago, given everything that's happened since then. Abe was like, yeah, we haven't even talked about the Tech win yet. I was like, sure we did.
No,
I guess we didn't, did we? Because that was Friday, and now it's Tuesday, and there's been a million games between now and then. But, yeah, really nice win to start the year. They go on the road. Colorado looked pretty good, too. I'll give them credit. Like, obviously, they've got some issues, but...
That quarterback, he missed some stuff.
He did.
Yeah.
But he can run around a little bit.
He can do a little something.
Kind of gave him some problems.
He can do a little something.
They were a little bit, I don't know. We talked about how Deion had bulked up the lines.
They're not as good at skill.
They're not as good at skill, but they were tougher in the trenches for sure. A little bit more physical.
Well, offense, defensively, no, because they were getting gashed and got bludgeoned by that run game of Georgia Tech and what they want to do offensively. We talked about earlier, like Haynes King, they have to win that way.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is gonna be he's a tough somebody, man. That dude is a tough somebody, and he was taking them licks. He was dishing them out too. But that one hit he took on the back of his scapula right there, oh, that's the one I was like, uh-oh. And you saw him just lay there for a second, like, hey, all right, y'all get me up off this damn ground. I mean, he's a tough guy, played well, ran hard, 320 yards as a team rushing the football. That ain't nothing to speak
of. He must have had half of them.
He had 156 to 320, man. So, I mean, this dude put it on his shoulder, 3 rushing touchdowns. But, yeah. Good start for Coach Keys and Tech.
Not a lot of times you lose the turnover battle 3-0 and win the game.
Yeah, man, and I think that was the ultimate thing. Colorado couldn't capitalize on it. They got some great defense plays. Tech was really loose with the football, and they had opportunities. If you're talking about Colorado to build this lead, and they just shout out to the Tech defense.
Yep.
That they were the sudden change and everything. They were able to hold up and not allow any points on them.
Tech wins, Georgia wins as well. Here's one of the highlights from that on Saturday.
Dwight Phillips comes back in. Stockton fakes the swing and now does go to Zachariah Branch. Turns the corner. Branch up to the races. Gone for 6 from 47 yards south. Welcome to Athens. Woo.
He got gone.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
He got gone.
Pretty fast. One of the transfers in the offseason, playmaker from USC. Just get the ball in his hands.
Yes.
He goes. That was one of the many touchdowns that Georgia scored on Saturday. They did exactly what we thought they would do. Get a big old lead.
Yep.
Put some of the second and third guys in. 45-0 in the fourth quarter and was what it was.
A lot of young players, man. A lot of freshmen. This football team is so young. But I'm telling you, man, that offensive line, and I know it's Marshall, but I'm talking about them dudes are so damn big and so athletic, Andy. I mean, they pull in there. I mean, they can do so many different things, but they're still so young, and they got to keep growing and all those things. And just like you said, the whole zone read, whatever you want to call it, with Gunnar Stockton, it was more or less because of how bad they were on Marshall's side. Like, it looked, to me, it looked uncomfortable.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. None of it. Was like
it wasn't fluid.
Wasn't fluid.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
it was a little. It worked.
Yeah,
but it wasn't fluid. He runs like a service academy quarterback.
A little bit,
you know.
But that's what I'm saying.
Balls up here.
But when they try, but you
knees
remember,
are high.
You remember that was
fine. But
and I know it was not a lot of time to get ready for it. But that was the thing when we went against Notre Dame is that he's going to be able to run the football and all those different things.
Right.
And every time he pulled the ball, it was 4 Notre Dame guys in his face.
Right.
So it's
probably somewhere in the middle.
It's somewhere in the middle,
right? Because that Notre Dame defense was excellent.
Yes.
And that Georgia offensive line last year was not.
Yes.
And that was his first career start.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And then this was Marshall with 70 new guys.
Yes.
And, you know, it is what it is. I think. At the very least, you had to put some of that stuff out there to keep Tennessee guessing.
Yes.
Keep Tennessee honest.
Right.
Tennessee with a nice win, too.
Yes.
Now that Syracuse moved the ball good. Like,
yep.
We knew they would. They just turned it over when they got close to the end zone and couldn't score. But, yeah, Joey Aguilar looked good. Nice. I'd say a program win for Tennessee.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's what the offense is supposed to look
especially
like.
Especially when you think about what all the whole offseason basically was about them and this kid leaving who looked like straight cheeks out there against Utah. Utah just... Bam, bombarded, beat down.
I know that. I know Kalen DeBoer probably is the headliner for bad weekend.
Yeah.
Week one, Nico Iamaleava.
Yeah, man.
Bad offseason.
Yeah, dog. It's been rough.
Played it poorly.
Yes.
Ended up in a worse spot and got smoked.
Yes.
Week one.
Utah just put foots all up in him, man. But yeah, that was a nice win. Tennessee, are they better than I thought they were? I think they're about the same.
Yeah,
they're about the same.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see.
You'll see in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we'll see what Georgia really is in like 2 weeks because Tennessee's defense is still really good.
Uh-huh.
We're still really, really good. I mean, and we talked like when you, I think we might have mentioned it off the air, like is potent as you want to say the Tennessee offense was. That was about Dylan Sampson last year.
Sure.
About them handing the football off, running with it. And
well, last year was such a run the ball, play defense identity.
Yes.
Very kind of counter to what it had been under Heupel thus far, where they love to throw it. This looks a bit more like that, a bit more traditionally Tennessee with Heupel.
Right.
I think it's one game against Syracuse.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Fran Brown fly home from Atlanta. Stinking, you think?
Whatever.
Because he doesn't shower after they lose.
Oh, really?
Only winners get washed.
Oh, I mean.
You don't remember that from
last
year?
I do remember that. And I'm like, I didn't believe when he said it.
It's a long flight.
I didn't believe that when he said it.
Long flight to be making your old team smell you.
Yeah,
although he didn't play.
He didn't play, but maybe he still gets sweaty.
Yeah, I would think so. It's inside, climate controlled. I don't know. let's hear Raheem Morris as the Falcons have their first game of the year on Sunday against Tampa right here in Atlanta, talking about Darnell Mooney.
He's day to day, you know, like, I don't know, but, you know, I feel good about where he's at and we'll see towards the end of the week and we'll see towards the end of this weekend, you know, working into whatever we got to work into. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever 100% in the National Football League, so you don't want to say that, but it's always about how can he best perform and can he help us win this football game without furthering any other issues, you know.
Sound very optimistic.
What the hell did he do?
Also, like, didn't it seem like the closest you're going to be to 100% would be now?
Yeah. But, like, what did he do? Like, I know he hurts. That was the shoulder.
Shoulder.
But, like,
landed on it.
I know, but like, damn, did he break something?
Could
frame
be.
Something? I don't know, but yeah, I mean,
we'll find out Wednesday.
We know this. He's not going to be out for a long time because he's on the active roster. He's
right.
on the 53.
Right.
And so if it's not this week, it'll be next week or whatever. So he's on the 53-man roster, meaning not PUP, nothing like that. So I have no clue what's going to happen with him. Tomorrow's the big work day. We usually Tuesday get a little bit of the game plan, but then tomorrow the bulk of the first second down goes in and then so on and so forth.
Well, and they have to put out an injury report tomorrow too.
Yeah, and so, I mean, but still don't have this put out or not.
Was all right.
Yeah.
But if he practices and you have to identify, I guess you don't have to say exactly what it is or if he had something done to it or whatever.
Yeah, just
you
shoulder.
Just say shoulder.
Yeah, just say shoulder.
Which is what it's been the entire time.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. It would be really great if Darnell Mooney could play.
Yes.
That's my hot take on this one.
Yes.
It would be really nice to have as many seasoned members of the offense available on Sunday.
But how much can he go, though?
That's
bro?
A good point, That's a good point, too. How much is he even going to help?
The first day we were out
it
there?
It was the first day of training.
The first day we were out there.
And
now
he practiced a little bit last week, but what all is he going to be able to do? I'm just saying, I don't know. And maybe Penix is more comfortable with Casey Washington.
Maybe.
He's thrown it to him a lot more.
Yeah, they were the
last year
scout
and this
team
year.
And everything. Yeah.
So I don't know. The Braves played a bunch of games over the weekend.
Ew.
They were all close,
and
they won one of them. That's what I got.
That's pretty much it. Like,
that's what I got for
you. What was that stat?
A couple extra innings, losses.
I think Grant had it this morning, like most one-run losses since whenever for the Braves.
That's
like,
right, because remember that was the thing early in the year, it was all the one-run games.
Yeah.
Kind of lost sight of that one.
Yeah, but all right. I mean,
okay.
That's all I can say. They're playing the Cubbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strider looked fine.
Better.
He looked okay. Still not striking anybody out, but he looked better. Chris Sale looked really good.
That was a good sign.
Yeah.
That was a good sign right there. Michael's still playing well.
Yep.
Ozzie's hitting the ball well. This damn young Brook catcher, man, I'm telling you, boy. They got something in this guy. Other than that, I don't know, man. Ronnie got a hitch in his giddy up, man. Like when especially when he's tracking in the outfield and having to go forward and trying to slow down. He got a little hitch there, man.
It just looks like he's not interested in going full bore into the ball, which fine.
Yeah, but I mean, you could tell that when he's trying to slow down, it's like,
It takes a few extra steps.
It takes a few extra steps for him to slow down.
He's not trying to plant.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Atlanta United won a game. First road win of the season.
Yeah, man. Get you some.
Crazy,
no, that's not good.
Man.
But they went up to Nashville.
College football started, and they won their first. LSU and Atlanta United have the same amount of road wins this year. That's crazy. Yeah, what a joke. Oh, all right. What else is going on? The Dream won two games over the weekend.
Yeah, could clinch a playoff spot. I mean,
they clinched the playoff spot.
They clinched? Oh, they did clinch. That's why I came clinch. Oh, yeah. They clinched a playoff spot. Good for them. We talked about them last week. They're one of the best teams in the W. Now, obviously, there's levels to the W as far as team-wise, but, I mean, they're right in there, and hopefully – they can get this thing going because, I mean, the way the damn Aces are playing now. And we know about Minnesota, and obviously Stewie's coming back in New York. So they're going to have their hands full, but good for them ladies for right now.
It's shaping up to be a really good fun run headed into the playoffs. And again, like, you know, they kind of rebuilt this thing, and they're having a really good year. So hopefully this is the first of many good years in a row for the Dream as they clinch a playoff spot. The Falcons announced their captains as well. Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Michael Penix, and Bradley Pinion.
Okay.
Those guys will be the captains.
Yeah, I mean, you got your dudes up there, man. And good for Michael and good for his teammates. For quarterback, you automatically assume that he's going to be one of the captains. But it seems like to me.
When is the starting quarterback not?
You remember it was a big thing when Cam wasn't. Remember Cam wasn't a captain? I think his first year or something like that. People tried to make it a big deal. I never did. But no, I mean, for the most part, every team I've been on, quarterback, except for 1 year, we had a new quarterback. Nobody knew him. Nobody actually liked him either. But, you know.
Maybe that's part of it.
It's one of those things like, this guy?
Not captain material.
Yeah.
And now you get the cool C on your jersey, too. Get a little patch.
This guy?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Then if you win the Walter Payton Award, you get that patch.
That's the coolest one right
there. That's the
patch. Yeah, that's the coolest one
right
there.
That's the patch you're looking for. All right. Mike Conte is going to join us next. Penn State won. I don't know if it was convincing enough, but they won. We'll get his thoughts on everything that happened in college football over the weekend. And, of course, Atlanta United with a win, which is good. Got at least.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to?
We produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists?
That's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music?
We ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's mention it. Because we haven't talked to him about Atlanta United in 3 months. So we'll say something good about it. And the Falcons play on Sunday, so we'll do that too. Thanks for being with us. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.